Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We are nearing the end of Matthew 10, verses 34 through 39 in the New International Version, the NIV, and this is what it says. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I continue to pray for those who are hurting in the midst of their families. They have made a decision to follow Christ, and their family members don't understand, and they've been ostracized, gossiped about, harmed, yelled at, marginalized, and excluded. And Lord, I have walked that journey before, and I know what it's like. And so, Lord, I pray for a holy perseverance, to persevere under trial, and knowing that having this kind of perseverance is important. It will help perfect our faith. It will help help us to continue to build our muscle of endurance. And so, Lord, we do want to persevere through our trials. For anyone going through any trial today, teach us the power of enduring, especially enduring someone else's meanness toward us, and suffering for doing what is right. In a little while, after we've endured much suffering, we will receive this this knowing and this peace that comes from you. And Lord, we don't want peace with the world. We want peace with you. And we thank you right now that because of what you've done on the cross, Jesus, you have welcomed us into your family and we can have peace. Lord, I thank you too that those today listening to this podcast, struggling with their sin and having a hard time leaving it behind, that today is a brand new day. The old has gone. The new has come. We can live in cleanness now. You can wash us and you can make us clean, that we don't have to live in regret of what has happened in the past. We know, Lord, that there's consequences for what we've done. We accept them and we welcome them, even though it's hard. But we also revel in the fact that we can be made clean and new right now. Nothing can separate us from you. Nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing can separate us from your kingdom. And we want to just choose to, if we are struggling with sin right now, we choose to repent and we choose to bend the knee. We choose to say, we're sorry, Lord, please forgive us and welcome us back into right relationship with you, where our sins are forgiven and we are washed as white as snow. Thank you, Jesus, that you your act on the cross has now removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Lord, help us to love you above everything else, that you are our greatest affection, that you are the one we turn to first. I remember one time in my life, and I'm sure there's been more than just one time, but where I would turn to friends before I would turn to you, Lord, or I'd turn to my husband before I would turn to you. Lord, forgive us for that, for trusting in people first before we trust in you. Lord, instead, help us to spend some time today listing out our grievances and stresses and worries and problems to you first. I'm reminded of the story, Lord, of the pastor who had an overloaded counseling load and he just couldn't handle it anymore. And so he gave people an assignment before they would have their pastoral counseling appointment. And for the hour before, they were to go into the chapel and just pray. And almost all of his counseling appointments ended because people found that once they just lifted up their requests to God in that quiet space, he heard them and they were able to kind of work through some of their pain. And Lord, I know that some of us need counseling, of course, but Lord, help us first to take our issues to you, take our problems, our worries, our conundrums to you first. We want to find our life. We want to lose our life for your sake, because then we will find it. Teach us what it means to sacrifice for you. Teach us what it means to endure for you. Teach us what it means to take the next step, even when it's hard. We need your Holy Spirit every day to give us the power to take that next step. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you would like to work through your healing journey and maybe have some things that you just can't seem to get past, you can get a free 21-day healing journey in your inbox for the next 3 weeks. And all you need to do is go to we2.org/21 days. And it's the number 2 and the number 1. we2.org/21 days. And you'll get a free 21-day email sequence about that. So enjoy, and I pray that you have an amazing day.